I was running some errands on Saturday, and we had a late lunch, early dinner at a Mexican restaurant, and I asked the nice folks there to turn the game, turn the channel so I can catch the NFL Network and the game that was going on. And they kept going, passing it, going over it, and one of these things where, to me, this was a weekend where if you didn't know where the game was, some folks were going to have some tough times finding the contest.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's the hard part, right? Like, it's what we take, we it's tough when you don't have that on a Channel 5, on CBS, ESPN, on Fox. So you have to actually go to it. And then think about NFL Network, surprisingly enough, there's a lot of cable providers that actually don't have it. You have to, add it as an additional package.
Right.
So, with the league, like that, not only that, but like you look at it and the games are hit or miss. Now we're only 2 weeks into it, but you look at if you're a fan here in Tennessee and you're a fan of, the Memphis Express, well, they're just looking terrible. Like just not looking good at all.
But at least they scored. They finally scored.
They did. They broke that barrier. They finally got on the scoreboard. And that's the tough part is that, it's just so hit or miss. And it looks like we've got maybe two or three, pretty good teams in the league. And we got some teams that really aren't that good at all, And even if you look at like the Birmingham Iron team, which, might arguably be the best team in the league, that even they didn't put up a whole ton of points, So you just, it's just hit or miss so far. I still think the league's doing better than, really anyone kind of thought that it would in terms of this is that, you've got football. There hasn't really been anything negative. Fans haven't really, been negative. I was watching, all over the weekend to see, how their responses would be on social media. And, it wasn't negative. It wasn't, there wasn't anybody complaining about it or anything like that. So they're still ahead of the game, but there's work to do because at the end of the day, you just have to have competitive good football or else there's really no other reason to watch.
Well, you look at three of the four games. I mean, going into the fourth quarter, these were the scores in three of the first four games. You first of all, you've got San Diego all tied up with Atlanta 9-9, so not a lot of offense there. Now, I don't mind occasionally some great defensive efforts, but after a while, that gets old. And I don't know if it's necessarily great defensive efforts or the fact that the offensive lines can't produce points. But then you continue along that same path, and the Express versus the Hot Shots, that game was a 12-6 game going into the fourth quarter. And so, once again, another concern, that was the Memphis-Arizona game. And then you had Birmingham, as you mentioned. They were playing the Stallions, and so you have that matchup with Salt Lake and Birmingham, and Birmingham was leading 9-6 going into the fourth quarter, and so that's just not a good look right there. And you need more offense, and one of the ways to get there, I think maybe the not a lot of maybe in the future give them an extra month of practice time. And I know that might mean more and more negotiations. But I certainly think the performance as far as the lack thereof of the offensive lines have hampered some of these offenses.
Oh, they definitely have, And look at the NFL. I mean, the NFL deals with the same problem. Like, we always talk about every year, quarterbacks are the hardest thing to find. Actually, it's offensive line because you have to find multiple of these players and just good talent just really just doesn't exist. They're just hard to find, right? So as we go down in leagues, the AAF is dealing with this problem. The XFL is going to deal with the same problem because there's just not that many people, that many human beings on the planet who can do this at a high level. So whenever, if we switch back to the NFL and we look at, players in the NFL like, a Taylor Lewan or somebody and, just appreciate them a little bit and say, all right, they might not be perfect, but this guy's pretty good at what he does. Going back to that league is, they're just going to have to get – it's just going to have to be exciting because if you look at, say you're a Memphis fan. Well, teams in Tennessee, fans in Tennessee, they've got enough teams that are losing. Like, they don't need to add another one. But you've got to at least make the games exciting. So you've got to have some scoring. You've got to have some talent out there. And that's really the problem. But you brought up a good point. We've really only been doing this since August. Like, football's a really hard sport. And we can't ask that these – random group of guys just come together, learn an offense, and just start, throwing up 40, 45, 50 points. It's going to take time. So we'll see how it goes through the year. we'll see how it goes into the next year. You know, maybe there's a big learning curve, you know, after the first season, in through the off season, and going into the next one. So it's going to, you know, it's going to take time, but you've got to give the league credit, at least for this. They haven't done anything negative. There hasn't really been any bad PR, any bad press. So if they could just keep that, build up a little bit of a fan base, build up, you know, some highlights going viral on Twitter or Facebook, they'll be ahead of the game. They'll give themselves a shot for a second year.
Well, one of these eight teams give Colin Kaepernick a shot, because now that that settlement has been reached for Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid, and supposedly, and I don't know what, I mean, but it's out there, it's been rumored somewhere between $60 and $80 million. It's not like folks are really hurting for money here. I'm interested, you know, certainly he wants to play in the NFL, but what a big boost it would be for this league if he happens to, you know, work out the rust and play for one of these eight teams.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea at all, you know, and let's say this, you know, let's take away, you know, anything, you know, positive or negative feelings that anyone might have. You know, let's just look at it from a football standpoint, right? You bring Colin Kaepernick to this league, I mean, that's one, that's eyeballs. So now you're moving a game from an NFL network. CBS is going to want to put that game on primetime somewhere, right? So you're going to get some eyeballs. You're going to get some, you know, some more ad dollars for the league. And then for him, like exactly what you said, it has been a couple years since he played in the NFL. So if he really truly does want to come play football again, you know, it would be a good spot to say, you know what, here's eight games, you know, say he signed today. It's like, here's eight games or whatever, you know, is left in the regular season of the league. You know, come work the rust off. Like, run around a little bit, you know. Get your throwing down. Get used to cadences, you know. And I don't know how long it would take for somebody, you know, to get that back up. But you bring up a good point that it's like, you know, you basically get preseason and training camp right here for free, and get yourself ready for the NFL's preseason and training camp next year. So it's not a bad idea at all.
I mean, the honest thing for the smooth transition, per se, instead of going from not playing at all to all of a sudden on an NFL roster, would be a nice move like this. If you know, take away the other outside noise, per se. But one of the things that I was watching and reading about, you know, looking ahead to this new calendar year for the NFL, which means the start of the free agent period and all that in mid-March. But one of the things is the decisions that a lot of these teams have to make with some veteran stars, those that are going to be commanding big-time bucks and big-time impacts on their salary cap. But, you know, it's just amazing to me the situation Jacksonville finds itself in over the salary cap, and basically don't know what they're going to do at the quarterback spot. And the Blake Bortles mess is, I mean, that really impacts them in so many ways moving forward.
Yeah, it really does. You know, and you look at it and say, all right, you know, Jacksonville, you know, it seems like a natural fit for Nick Foles. But what you just said, this is a salary cap league. Like, you can't be the New York Yankees and just throw money at all your problems. Like, you're stuck, right? So, I mean, they are in a tough spot. And, you know, we all thought, you know, really that the Los Angeles Rams would hit this, and they eventually will. But the Jaguars are right up against it. So you look at it and say, all right, you know, what do they do in terms of the quarterback? You know, do they trade, you know, in terms of if, say, the Cardinals at the number one pick really do want to get a Kyler Murray, you know, do you make a trade for a Josh Rosen, you know, for somebody who you really don't know too terribly much about? However, it's not necessarily as expensive as trying to get a Nick Foles. I mean, they've got options, but their options are very cash-strapped. So you bring up a good point because, I mean, they've got seemingly everything else. Now, I still worry about that locker room, because if the team was as good as we thought they were from 2 years ago, last year they were a disaster. So they've got to fix that part first. However, the quarterback position has a lot to do with that. So it's going to be really interesting what they do this season, because – this could be a really, really pivotal season for them and a lot of players. I mean, this could be the, you know, if things go sour, you could see a Jalen Ramsey leaving. I mean, there's all kinds of options. So you bring up a good point. That's definitely a team to keep an eye on, and literally as soon as March 13th gets here.
What do you feel like the future is for Ryan Tannehill down with the Dolphins?
I think he's going to be done. You know, that's another team where you've got a quarterback that's just commanding so much more money than his value is, right? I just don't see any way Miami goes into it. And I've seen, you know, some mock drafts. I think Mel Kiper had I think he had Kyler Murray going to the Miami Dolphins. I just don't see them moving forward with him. It's just been, they've had enough time. He's already gone through one head coach. You've got a new head coach coming down. It's definitely not his guy at all. So I think they move on from the Tannehill era.
Do you feel like one of these wide receivers that gets released could be Nashville as a potential landing site? And, you know, we don't know exactly what Tampa Bay is going to do with DeSean Jackson. I mean, there's one guy out there. There's a Michael Crabtree, obviously, his situation with Baltimore. Could you see one of these veteran wide receivers end up with the Titans?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because it's really going to be about what the market is for these wide receivers. So you bring up a DeSean Jackson, you bring up a Crabtree, you look at Golden Tate coming out of Philadelphia. He's going to be a free agent as well. The hard part is this, is that the market for wide receivers, there just aren't many. Like, we've pretty much gone through almost all of them right there. So how does the market play out in terms of that, right? So does that, you know, only having, you know, really 3 to 4 high-name wide receivers, does that drive their price up, or does it drop their price down? And I think that's really what Tennessee is going to be looking at because, you know, the Titans have a little bit of money to work with. They're looking roughly around the $40 million range somewhere, you know, give or take $2 million. So they've got a little bit to play with, but they don't have much. So they have to be smart with exactly what they want to go about. So I'm really, really interested to see that because, I mean, you know, a lot of Titans fans wanted Golden Tate last year before he signed with Philadelphia, and Philadelphia really didn't use him all that much. They definitely didn't use him as much as everyone thought that he would. So how does that affect his value? It's really going to be interesting. I can't wait to see what John Robinson and Mike Vrabel do once the new league year starts on March 13th because, again, like we said, they've got a little bit of money to play with, but they've got to be very strategic. And let's be honest, this is a big, big offseason for them. It's a big offseason for Marcus Mariota. And I think they have to realize you're just going to have to put talent around the guy to make him better. So we'll see what they do.
If you all of a sudden wake up to a story where the New England Patriots have, you know, once again, they've got what at this point projected 6 draft picks of the top 100 picks in this year's draft. If you wake up to the story where the Patriots move some of these picks to land Antonio Brown, what would go through your mind?
It would make sense. I mean, that's what the Patriots do. And we saw the reporting today that last year they were looking at going after Odell Beckham. So, you know, you look at it and say, that's Bill Belichick just plays a different game than everyone else. So where it might make sense, like, oh, yeah, everyone will want Antonio Brown. Well, maybe not necessarily, but Belichick and them are saying, hey, we'll go get him. You know, we can pay it. We've got, you know, leverage to trade. They can seemingly do almost anything in the draft and through, you know, free agency using those picks. That nothing really would surprise us at all. I just can't wait to see what they do because, you know, every year in the draft, it just seems like the Patriots just trade back, and really don't make too many big picks, and they just kind of save themselves up. Well, at some point, you have to realize, one, you know, you spend it. Like, you've earned it. Like, spend it. And two, you know, what's going through Belichick's mind? Like, you know, we hear Tom Brady say he wants to play at least 45. Well, we don't hear Belichick. Like, what, you know, is Belichick saying, you know, mentally, I only have 1 to 2 to 3 years left where I even want to do this. I've got other things I want to do after. Let's just spend it all right now.
Well, you know, see, I was going to go down that. I was going to ask you that because that's you find that a lot of times, too, with GMs and coaches when they're making personnel decisions. Are they trying to impact the future for the team or are they trying to impact the next year or 2 years because it benefits them?
Yeah, that's a great question. And think about this. You know, what if, you know, in the next 2 weeks we find out Gronk retires, right? Like, that's a big component on their offense. And let's be honest, they don't really have a lot of stars offensively. I mean, their best receiver is Julian Edelman, who, you know, obviously is Super Bowl MVP. But, you know, you go beyond that, you're looking at Chris Hogan, you're looking at Cordarrelle Patterson. I mean, they could use the talent, especially if Gronk goes. So, you know, long story short, it wouldn't surprise me at all, and it would certainly be interesting because that, you know, Pittsburgh has to go through New England, and they certainly don't want to have to do it with a scorned Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I haven't really heard anybody talking about it, and just looking at the draft picks, that just seems to make a lot of sense, especially for the next year or two.
Oh, yeah, and you know Bill Belichick, like, he's not afraid to trade with anybody, and especially if he values that player, and that's going to be the biggest thing. Is that, you know, he wants guys who, one, will play multiple positions, but two, are team-first guys. But he's also taking chances on guys who weren't necessarily team-first guys. He knows how to walk that line. So you bring up a good point. I can't wait to see it. They could certainly do that.